Preface. For this story, you will need to strap on both your thinking cap and your seatbelt. Sections of the narrative will involve detailed discourse about technology and science, including quantum physics. Thus, the need for a well-fitted thinking cap. This is done at a calculated risk for the overall purpose of this book. Some may find it a little difficult to plough through in certain sections. But the reward is that you will have received a sort of education that will help you understand the nature of our universe as it truly and surprisingly is. Definitely not something that you'd naturally pick up on in the course of typical daily reading. However, you will also need your seatbelt, because just the moment you think that the lecture may be too much, you will be plunged into frenetic, free-falling action, like a roller coaster engineered in hell itself. With that, I welcome you to Daklaksvia, a story that is nearly 2,000 years old, rooted in eternity, but is perhaps being played out right now in our lifetimes. All of the science mentioned in this novel is real, not hand-waving as many sci-fi books do. The story behind this story is not a story. It is a prophecy, a story written in the past but played out in the future. In this case, that future could very well be here and now. Until now, history, because of the limitations of science, could only be understood in a four-dimensional context, the three spatial dimensions plus time. We also have only been able to conceive of our future in those same terms. But along came quantum physics. At least 23 other dimensions have been identified, to date, by the very latest advances in the study of quantum calculus. The implications of this fact change everything we thought we knew. None other than cold, calculating math is demanding us to consider dimensions, universes, or realms of which we cannot conceive in our minds. So much for naturalism. At least the brand that theorizes that there is nothing beyond our material universe. The jury may still be out on such discoveries and their implications regarding humanity, but because of such findings, this one thing is for sure. Traditional, empirical, naturalistic-based atheism is now dead. Killed by pure science, ironically. Yet how much of our so-called non-fiction history has been told under the now fictional premise that there is no reality beyond our universe? How many think tanks are allowing the fact of dimensionality to influence their projections for the future? Not many, I suppose. Our universe just doesn't have enough information or a broad enough spectrum of criteria embedded in it to make conclusions like, there is no God. As it turns out, the fool has said in his heart there is no God is not a religious pronouncement, it is a scientific challenge. Daklaksvia takes up that challenge. What if history isn't what we assumed it was? For example, and germane to this story, what if it actually took nearly 6,000 years of intentional manipulation of geopolitical and human events and careful patient interest and investment in human technology to orchestrate the trigger pulls that fired two shots from a 9mm 9-short, .380 CP pistol FN Browning model 1910, made in Belgium by Fabrique Nationale de Herstal, with the serial number 19,074, summarily placed in the hand of a 19-year-old partisan from Bosnia, killing the Archduke of Austria-Hungary and his wife, thus igniting two world wars? What if our future is something far from random that we could never have conceived of in the limits of four dimensions? I submit that the what-ifs of those questions are certainties. This book is not bound to tell the same old 4D story in order to be believable to its readers. Daklaksvia is free to tell it like it is,